The effort to have New Jersey take over Atlantic City's finances is complicated by a fight over whether the state should be allowed to break contracts with public sector unions, including police officers and firefighters. WHYY's Joe Hernandez reached out to legal experts to find out whether that would be unconstitutional.
Both the U.S. and New Jersey constitutions say you can't pass a law that would undermine the obligations set out in a contract. Rutgers Camden professor and New Jersey constitutional expert Bob Williams says that creates a legitimate legal argument against the takeover bill.
These contracts have been negotiated and are considered binding by the parties, so if the state steps in and authorizes the breaking of these agreements, I would expect it to be challenged in court.
Williams says if the takeover bill did go to court, judges might agree with the state that breaking a contract could be necessary during a financial emergency. But he says those circumstances are rare.
Over the years, the courts have been somewhat unwilling to accept the argument that there's a fiscal emergency when the government can raise taxes. You can imagine sitting judges are a little bit unreceptive to arguments that politicians have no other option than simply to impair the existing obligation of contract.
The proposal comes as more states are trying to exert more and more power over troubled cities, says University of Pennsylvania law professor David Skeel.
The question, it seems to me, is when have you gone too far? What is beyond the bounds of what can be done to change existing obligations? And the provisions in this New Jersey bill strike me as possibly going beyond that line.
A spokesman for Governor Chris Christie, who supports the takeover, says the bill is, quote, without a doubt legal and constitutional. The bill has passed the New Jersey Senate, but it's being held up in the Assembly, where Speaker Vincent Prieto is refusing to put it up for a vote, citing his concerns over collective bargaining.
If you bargain for something and this is what was promised, it should be kept.
Whether the bill ends up in court depends on whether it gets through the Assembly first, which does not seem likely. From the New Jersey desk, I'm Joe Hernandez, WHYY News.